What's going on, everybody? It's the Big Foodies back for another episode. I am Biggie. This is BB Shea.
What's up?
That is Matt.
Hello.
Thank you all again for joining us. I guess I'm shocked every time we do one of these because we are committed to doing this. We made it another episode.
Yes.
People seem to like us. I'm really shocked by it. So thank you all for your support. We are again broadcasting from the Marco's Biggie's Kitchen Studio. Thank you to Marco's as always. And today, I guess we're going to dive into the world of sliders, but Arby's sliders. Now, when Arby's rolled out the slider, I was like, okay, let me see what this is about. I'm an Arby's guy.
Same.
And the Arby's slider has become one of my favorite go-to quick snack, good price. I mean, like normally between $2 and $5, or if you can get them for $1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're like $1.25. So today, what I did was got most every Arby's slider there is, and we were going to give our review on our favorite sliders.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, what about, I'm a slider fan. I like them.
I really enjoy sliders because you get more of a variety. Like, yeah. I feel like I can eat 3 or 4 sliders and not look as bad as if I eat 3 or 4 full-size sandwiches.
Good man.
So you
good
get the
man.
Variety with less judgment.
Yes.
Even though potentially you could eat more food.
You can eat, you can order 4 sliders and no one will blink.
Nobody blinks. I order 2 sandwiches and it's we got a good guy coming through.
Now, we'll say Arby's for me, I think it's one of the most underrated fast food restaurants. For some reason, I never think to go to Arby's, but when I go, I'm always surprised, and then I'll go like 3 or 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is usually what I get. Like, I want 2 or 3 of this slider, another one of these sliders, and they're just nice, small, and it just makes you feel good.
And although we have a lot of different options for the slider, I think the most commented thing that we're going to get from this video is his mustache.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
God!
Just the mustache. The beard is gone for now.
Yeah. Hey, it's growing back quick. I was getting recognized too much, so I'm like, I gotta cut all that.
I gotta shave. I can't.
I gotta cut it off.
I'm getting recognized out in public now. This is serious.
So we're gonna just try these, and we have their horsey sauce, Arby sauce, and their mayo to dress it as we like.
Yes. Now, I will say, one slider I had pulled up and I ordered 2 of every slider. Which, by the way, kudos to the girl at the window who didn't even blink when I was like, can I get 2 of every slider? She's like, no problem. Didn't even think. But we did, unfortunately, get shorted 1 slider, which was the buffalo chicken, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah. Mm.
So I took one, I cut it up, and you each have a piece of it, and I already ate mine.
Oh, okay, great.
Now, this is my...
You ate half expecting it to barf.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
So I was like, oh, we'll have more. Well, no, we didn't have more.
Got it.
I love their buffalo sauce. This is my favorite of their
sliders. We'll try this.
Yeah, which
one?
You
go ahead and
give
your review since you've already eaten it.
Yeah, to me, I love their buffalo sauce, and it comes with, as I believe it's also with blue cheese or ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have a great buffalo sauce, personally. It is kind of spicy. That's one thing that I do like.
Yeah, there is the spice to it, but that is a very flavorful buffalo.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does have a good flavor too.
And so did that one just have the buffalo or it had the ranch?
Had a little bit of ranch on
there
too.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It's nice and get that cool sensation.
That buffalo is sticking around for a minute.
Yeah, see, it stays with it.
It's more spicy than the one it's had.
It stays the heat.
It's good.
They don't shy away from their buffalo sauce. Now, the next one, I'd say...
Where are we going around the circle here?
Yeah, let's... one that I'd say the pizza one. Let's do that one next.
Yeah, sure.
I am not a pizza sandwich guy.
There we go.
Really?
I'm the exact opposite, man.
Really? You love it?
I love a pizza sub. Like, when I was a kid going to Subway, that's all I used to get.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, just a meatball sub with no meatballs, pepperoni. That was my favorite thing of all time.
Well, in some places on their pizza sub, we'll do, like, salami or pastrami or something like that. More of a darker than, like, a chicken or a turkey or something with the marinara sauce. The marinara sauce, or even a burger, a pizza burger. With a pepperoni on a burger with the marinara sauce is great.
See, this is going to be salami, piece of mozzarella cheese, pepperoni sauce. Good taste. Like I said, if you like the pizza sandwich, I'm sure you would love this. I am, you know.
That's solid. Something about that tang from a pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat it.
Like
I love it.
It's great. The tang on top of the sweetness of that marinara is nice. And the good thing about that one, it already comes dressed with the marinara, so you don't need the horsey sauce, Arby sauce, or mayo.
Yep, so you're good there.
I'm kind of mad we're not eating a whole one of these, but... All right. Well, I might go from here to get some more Arby's.
That's what they want.
A little bit of passion.
I'm going to do ham next. Yeah. Ham, pretty classic slider. Ham, cheese. I add mayonnaise to mine, personally. You guys do what you want.
Well,
I am a mayonnaise guy, though.
I like mayo over mustard.
I'm
all day.
With you. On a sandwich.
And I'm a very big fan of the Arby's sauce.
I don't think I've ever had the Arby's sauce.
Ever?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not even on a roast beef?
Not even on a roast beef.
You're about to experience
it. When it comes to sandwich, I'm pretty, like, normie when it comes to, like, sandwiches. Like, I don't like extra stuff on it, but...
I love a roast beef with the Arby's sauce. I like taking the curly fries and dipping them in the Arby's sauce. So I'll try the ham first with nothing. Just the ham.
It's good. It's a smoked ham to me.
Yeah.
You got cheese?
Piece of American cheese. A pretty simple, you can't go wrong. Now, Arby's, they do say we have the meats. And I will say, Arby's does have quality meats to me.
They do.
They really do.
It should be considered up there with your sub places as places that have great sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they are as much, but they should be.
That Arby's sauce is good, man.
Thank you. Never had before?
No.
Now, I'll tell you, when it comes to the roast beef, I am a... horsey sauce guy all day.
I've never gotten into it.
Really? I will coat a roast beef sandwich in this and love every minute of it.
It's too overpowering.
Yeah.
A sauce should complement a sandwich. It should dominate the sandwich.
Oh, see, I love it. I just coat it on there. Oh, opens my up. I'm breathing. God clears me out.
You're sick? You got a cold? Horsey sauce.
That's right.
That was a solid ham sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, and that's what, to me, Arby's the sliders, you get the good bang for your buck.
Yeah.
The bread on all these has been underrated. The bread is really
very good bread.
All right, which way are we going next?
You want to go right to turkey?
Let's do it.
Turkey it is.
Turkey, again, I think is just the classic. It looks like roasted turkey. Again, I'm a mayonnaise guy. I add mayonnaise to it.
I think Arby's should start selling their meats in stores. Pre-packaging their meat. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know where it comes
from. Go to the deli counter?
Exactly. Like Arby's style turkey and ham. And
I'm really surprised they have not done that.
I think that's something they need to invest in. Because if I could go to the store and buy Arby's meats, I would.
I prefer that with the mayo over the Arby's sauce. I do think the turkey slider, it's great turkey. I do feel like it needs a sauce on it. That's not one that I would do solo. I would put a mayo or an Arby's
sauce. Some buffalo sauce on that would be really good.
Probably right.
Yeah. Mm. I'm a mayonnaise guy. I love mustard too. Like mustard on hot dogs all day long.
Yeah.
I do like a good deli mustard on a sandwich. Mm. But it can't be too much. Mm. But mayonnaise, I've always been a mayonnaise fan.
Yep, agreed.
Now,
what do we have left?
I say we go corned beef next because to me, I know, I'm a corned beef and a pastrami fan.
Yes.
I can't honestly say I've ever had corned beef.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's not like something that, to me, like, I think of it as like going to a true deli somewhere and getting like a corned beef sandwich.
Yeah. I feel like I'm being shamed. Remember we were talking about a few weeks ago about how when you're fat, you tell people you haven't had something, and they go, what?
Yeah.
I think I just got
That's shamed. How you shame the corned beef shame?
I'm sorry.
You've never had corned beef.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. You've never had corned beef?
Because I know how I feel when that happens to me.
I've never been in a situation where I've had corned beef or wanted it. Mm. Craved it.
A lot of like your delis and stuff will do a, like almost like a double decker.
Yeah.
Which I highly recommend. A corned beef and pastrami sandwich on grilled or toasted rye bread. Slap some Swiss cheese on that. You're good.
So what do they do? Like cook it with corn or something?
You cook the beef and corn.
You just sit with the corn. I don't know where the term comes from. It's just the type of beef and the way it's roasted.
Sometimes it's boiled. Mm-hmm. I've had it boiled before. It's good. A lot of people eat it with like sauerkraut on a sandwich.
Love sauerkraut. In fact, I would put sauerkraut on this. Mm. It's good. For being a fast food corned beef, this is very good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's sure. How I look at and judge it. But yeah, I would totally slather this thing in some sauerkraut and be good to go.
Yeah. If I were going to Arby's and getting three sliders, different sliders, it wouldn't be one of my three.
Really?
But as far as the quality of the corned beef itself, very good.
See, that is one of my three. I think because it's so hard, you don't find corned beef.
Right.
In a quick setting. Right. So that's why when I do, I'm like, oh, well, let me try that.
Yeah.
I say we go chicken next.
Let's do it.
Now, you guys already had the Buffalo chicken. This is just a classic chicken slider, chicken piece of cheese, or chicken. Again, being a mayonnaise guy, I always put mayonnaise on mine. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong to me with bread and chicken, mayonnaise, cheese.
No.
Quick, good meal. I feel like our generation grew up eating these.
Yeah. It's not too bready.
No.
But it's not so thick the chicken is chewy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good, exactly the right size you want. Even on a slider, I feel like you would think, oh, it's going to be too small. No, it's a good size chicken.
Now.
And the Arby's sauce?
That might be my... I like that Arby's sauce.
Really?
I like that Arby's sauce. That's good.
I like it too, but I'm... Here, you can have mine, because I know where I'm going with the roast beef.
You going with the roast beef sauce?
I'm going to coat mine.
Slide that to you then, my friend.
I love this.
Now, this is going to change your life, the roast beef on the Arby's sauce.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the last one, you know, what they're known for, the roast beef.
The roast beef. Used to have, years ago, the 5 for $5.
Oh, yeah. They still do sometimes. They will roll that out occasionally.
So at one point several weeks ago, they had the 5 for $10, and 100%, I went through and paid $10 and got 5 of them and ate them on the way out. 100%.
Oh, that's a big foodie.
I was just like, man, I saw it on the billboard. As I'm driving down the highway, I see it. 5 roast beef, $10. And I'm like,
that's such a good deal.
You eat, sometimes you eat an abundance of food because it's too good a deal to pass.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to throw food out.
Yeah.
I hate that. So I'm just going to get a ton of food and just eat it. Even if I know I probably shouldn't have 5 roast beef sandwiches at once, I'm going to throw it out. And I want it fresh.
Yeah. And don't you love driving down the street, seeing a billboard, and going,
yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I'll be 10 minutes late for work, but I'm getting that before I go.
And I thought about not telling my wife.
I was going to ask. That was going to be my question.
I thought about not telling my wife, but then she asked me what I did for lunch, and I said, I went to Arby's. And I had just the day before mentioned, I think they've got this really good roast beef deal.
Oh, no.
And she goes, did you get the roast beef deal? And I said, yeah. She said, what was it again? I said, 5 for $10. And she put things into perspective for me. She said, she didn't put it to me as 5 sandwiches. She said, that's 10 slices of bread. I was like, dang.
When you say it like that,
it sounds bad. Don't
say
it's 10 pieces of bread. Just say it's 5 sandwiches. 5 sandwiches. Sandwiches. Yeah. 5 of them. Count them on one hand. 5 of them. She said, it's 10 pieces of bread.
Good thing they
don't
tell.
That's a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
Good thing they don't tell how many pounds of roast beef come on a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
That was 5 pounds of roast beef. And 10 slices of bread.
Delicious.
Do you need 2 plates? No, no plates. Just all for me.
Please. 1 napkin, please.
Just sometimes you order the extra drink so they think you're taking it to somebody.
Yeah. I've actually done that on purpose. I've ordered 2 drinks, so it seems like it's for someone else. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, let me get a Pepsi and let me get a Diet Pepsi.
And you even tell, I think she said she wanted Diet Pepsi.
Have you ever ordered so much takeout food when it's getting delivered, you yell like, it's here when you're closing the door, so they think that...
I have done that.
When you get your order, you realize how much food is there, and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you can, like, close the door, you're like, it's here, honey. And it's like, there's no honey. It's just you.
I like to just get out ahead of it. I know there's a place that recently has, like, a meal for 2 for, like, $14. And so I went to the drive-thru, I'm like, I'll have the meal for 2. And so she's handing me the food, and she's, like, looking at me. And I'm like, yes, I'm eating it all myself.
You owned it.
I'm like, this is all for me.
I don't think I could own that.
$14, all for me.
No, I'd have been like, she's at home.
Yeah, because when you go through a drive-thru somewhere, you want 2 meals. You want car meal, and you want when you get there.
Absolutely,
because you're sad when you get home and it's all gone.
Oh.
But you also don't want to wait till you get home to eat it all. So you get 2 meals.
Yeah.
So to keep from seeming like I'm overweight and I don't care, you get 2 drinks. You order the second drink.
It's worth that extra $2.
It's worth it.
So, tried all the sliders. Do you guys want to go top 3? What would be your favorite?
Okay, so my 3, when I go, these are the 3 I get. I get a roast beef,
because
I got to have my horseshoe sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I get a buffalo chicken, because that is my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go with the corned beef, because again, you can't find corned beef.
Okay.
I think if I were picking 3, I would go roast beef with the Arby sauce for sure. I would go with the buffalo chicken as well. And I'm going pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza for my 3rd.
I go roast beef, classic roast beef, the chicken, regular chicken, and the pizza sub. That's the first time I had the pizza one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really
yeah, same. That yeah. pizza
very good. Great.
And you discovered Arby's sauce.
And
so
now I'm a new
welcome to the world of
Arby's
sauce.
I should have saved some of this for you.
Yeah.
Take it home.
I'm taking that with me.
Sprinkle some on you before you go to bed.
Be careful where you wake up.
Essential oils.
You don't have a dog or anything.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Okay, good.
It's just me.
Just, all right,
I had some weird dreams last night.
Why is this mustached man covering himself in Arby's sauce?
Well, thank you guys so much for watching and sticking around. Another episode will be coming at you soon. So, again, thank you guys for all the support. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Oh, that's right. We got to give away a pizza. We got to
give
away
a pizza from Marcos.
Yes, that's right. Let's do Facebook followers.
Facebook followers.
Okay. So one lucky Facebook follower, if you like the page on Facebook, we will randomly pick someone, and you will get your own free pizza from Marcos Pizza.
What? Yeah.
That's right. So again, follow us YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.